Okay, good morning. This is Sister Maya Prini. Sister's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I ask for Sister's listening today, just for her mind to just be renewed and cleansed by your word, and just her house to be set in order, to have clarity about everything, and just to be loyal to you. And just like, can I ask for her soul, her salvation, her safekeeping, for her to endure all the way until the end. And that the same for her family and her loved ones, people that she's praying for, and that she has a heart to care for souls. So ask all these prayers blessed in Jesus' name, amen. So just talking about the scriptures, and how it talks about slavery, just going over, for example, Exodus chapter 20, okay, verse 20. I'm sorry, Exodus chapter 21, verse 20, it says, "And if a man smite his servant or his maid with a rod, and he die under his hand, he shall surely be punished. Notwithstanding, if he continue a day or two, he shall not be punished, for he is his money." Now, when I read that, a lot of people would commonly be offended. Okay, they say, wow, how could God, who's, you know, God, talk about slavery like that, and even talk about, like, you know, smiting his servant, right? A slave, you know, that's such a terrible thing. Well, you know, and some Christians might even say, well, that's the law, that's the Old Testament, okay? And I want to address this because it's really important, okay? When you read the New Testament and anybody asks Jesus, okay, who's if you're a Christian, that's your Lord and Savior. He has some questions. Okay. He responds like this. For example, this is Luke chapter 10, verse 26. Okay. "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him," in verse 26, "what is written in the law? How readest thou?" Okay. You see, Jesus always goes back to the law. Okay. When people ask him questions. Okay. This is the thing, okay? If you believe that slavery is wrong, that it's a bad thing, then you believe it's a sin, okay? And if you believe slavery is a sin, then you believe God wrote sin into his law. That's really it in a nutshell. If you believe, again, that slavery is wrong, then you believe it's a sin. It's a bad thing. And if you believe slavery is a sin and it's a bad thing, then you believe God, on Mount Sinai, when he spoke with Moses, wrote sin into his law. Therefore, God is now a minister of sin. I don't think so. I don't think so. Okay? Stand by the word of God. God knows what sin is, and he knows what's right, and he knows what's wrong. Let him determine what's sin, what's right, what's wrong for you. Nothing else. Submit unto his righteousness, unto his holiness. Know that you are flesh. You are man, woman. You're nothing. God is eternal. He is right. He is correct. He is holy. He knows everything forever. Forever. We know nothing. Nothing at all. God is right. We are wrong. Again, I say God is right, we are wrong. If God wrote slavery into his law, it's not a sin, period. And it doesn't matter what anybody thinks in this life, at this time, at this year, at this point. No social justice, okay? No common thinking, no theories, nothing surpasses the word of God. He's God. He did not write sin into his law. He did not command his people to sin in the law. He's right. were wrong, period. That's it. Clear, clear, cut, understanding. Right, wrong, black, white. Truth and lies, simple, okay? So, leaving it there for today, when it comes to all the stuff that's going on in the United States about trying to set things right and about slavery, bottom line, slavery is not a sin. There's nothing to be set right, okay? If you're black and you've been brainwashed and you've got all this stuff going on, let it go. Let it go. If you're white and you got all this stuff going on, also, okay, stick to the word of God, let it go. God knows what he's doing. He's in charge, not you, not man, not ever. Okay? And I'll leave it there for today. Father, again, I just ask for any sister that's listening today for her salvation and her safekeeping, for her to really cast aside anything that's spiritually dangerous to her, and for her to endure all the way until the end, and for anybody that she's praying for the same thing, if we're to have a heart to pray for souls. Ask all these prayers, Father, Son, Jesus' name, amen.